Yes, and you are tuned to KBOO Portland. It's community radio, it's listener-supported radio, and it's 9:02.
You are about to cross the border.
This is a different nature show of new music and sonic art, and my name is Richard. I'm your host, and this is my 26th anniversary show. So that's what all these gray hairs are about, I guess. And the way since the very beginning, I was really conscious that one of the reasons that my show was still on the air, especially in the early years when there was a lot of hostility in the station towards this program. I was really very conscious that it was support of the listeners that kept me on the air, because back then when I had an afternoon show that ran 3 hours long, the show suddenly became one of the big money makers on the station. And that kind of silenced a lot of the complaints that I was playing junk. So This anniversary, as every anniversary, I use the time to thank you, the listeners who support the show, by setting aside an evening where I'm not asking you for money. Instead, I'm asking you for suggestions for things you'd like to hear in upcoming shows. And we'll talk. I'll put you on the air, and we can have a conversation on the air so you can all hear each other. And we'll just discuss the upcoming year, and if there's any musicians or composers or types of music or types of instruments that you want to hear, whatever, you can call in and make a request. And those of you who have been longtime listeners, and that's kind of what I'd like to keep this to, is people who really have an idea of kind of where the show is. And you know, the boundaries are pretty broad on this show. So, what I do is then I take the list and I mix it up, and usually about anywhere from a third to a half of the shows that I do come from listener requests. This isn't just like a piece of music. This is, you get a whole show. And I've had people call up and say, I want to have a show of nothing but prepared piano, or I want to have a show of nothing but bass clarinet, or challenges, one person, and sometimes I can't do it. I have one person called in 1 year and asked for a show of nothing but of a material made of nothing but human laughter, and I only had about maybe 15, 20 minutes of that. So, and sometimes it takes a while for me to get around. We've got an Oscar Sala show coming up next month that was requested, I think, about 3 years ago, and I finally have enough material for that. And one of the things that happens a lot on shows like this, and I think it maybe says something about the difference between the sexes, maybe males being more aggressive. I hope it's not males marking out territory, but we tend to get more phone calls from men than we do from women. And so to kind of balance that and hopefully create an environment in which women will feel more welcome to call into the show, tonight when we aren't talking, I will be playing sound text material performed by women, so it'll be all women's voices, and hopefully that'll encourage, because I know when people are just calling in, it averages out about even between men and women ordinarily on shows, with people calling in saying how much they like something or asking for something or getting some information. Also on this show, if you wish, you can ask me questions about the show or the history of the show or what it is I think I'm doing here or anything like that. It's wide open. But before we get started on that, I've got some other business to do. And let's see. The first piece that we've got going, that I've got queued up, is a piece from a CD by Susan Freikberg, or Freikberg, F-R-Y-K-B-E-R-G, called Astonishing Sense of Being Taken Over by Something Far Greater Than Me. And it's a CD which is mostly caught up with Soundtext compositions dealing with childbirth and motherhood. And so we'll start that since we've got Mother's Day coming up. The first cut is about 3 minutes long. And what we'll do with that, before we have people calling in making suggestions, I've got one pair of tickets to the first caller. It's the Thierry Corporation playing the 19th at 9 o'clock at Roseland Theater. The Thierry Corporation, one pair of tickets to the first caller at 503-231-8187. That's 503-231-8187. And while we're doing that, well, let's listen to a piece called Margaret. One pair of tickets again for the Thierry Corporation performing at Roseland Theater on the 19th at 9 o'clock. And let's go to the music.
I think there's a separation from the pregnancy. I mean, there's you pregnant. And that's a really rather grand and valiant time. I love being pregnant. I think I probably looked my best too. I never felt large or... I just felt fantastic. And I look good. I know I look good. But there's a separation from that, which is a state of self. You know, this wonderful Spanish galleon of self that is me pregnant, that I enjoyed greatly. I really enjoyed it. I felt wonderful. I felt sumptuous and beautiful. But that's all to do with self, you know. That's, and then there's this huge moving of worlds, and it's suddenly no longer you pregnant, but It's the astonishing being there of someone utterly other. And the fact that person wasn't, I mean, couldn't have been without you. That simply didn't exist before you and suddenly was. Of course, it's complicatedly other than being pregnant, but it's so astonishingly other than being pregnant. It's not the same thing at all. In fact, the two have very little connection with each other. Well, connections. I mean, you can watch a child. I can't remember which one it was now, but I remember one of them moving in its sleep and thinking, that's exactly what it was doing inside me, and being quite moved by that. So there are the connections, but the sensations are utterly different. You know, the looking at a new baby is looking at someone. You know, that's not the same as admiring one's own flesh pregnant at all. It's someone other, someone wholly and completely other. I mean, it's just astonishing. Thank you.
Yes, Susan Freichberg in a piece called Margaret, from a larger piece called The Audio Birth Project on a CD called Astonishing Sense. And tonight I'm going fishing for people who have suggestions for things that they would like to hear in upcoming shows. And the number, again, is 503-231-8187. That's 503-231-8187. The tickets are gone, and now this is just for suggestions for things you'd like to hear in upcoming shows. Or if you just got any questions you'd like to ask me about the show itself, or it's been a long time here, 26 years doing this program, and it hasn't changed all that much, I don't think, although hopefully it's gotten better. 503-231-8187 for suggestions. And if you don't want to go on the air, you can call during the music and make suggestions. And lots of people do that. In fact, more and more each year, people get shy. This is your show as much as it is mine. And so just stop and think over the last year or two if there's been any artists that you've really enjoyed and you'd like to hear more of their material. 503-231-8187, and we can do that for you. And that means you'll end up getting a whole show at some time in the next future. 503-231-8187, and sometimes it takes a while to prime the pump. So let's go on with more material for Mother's Day from this piece, The Audio Birth Project. And this is a piece with... mostly instrumental in the center, called Astonishing Sense. Oh, and again, it's going to run a little over 8 minutes, about 8.5 minutes. So if you've got some, if you want to go on the air and talk, why keep track of the time, about 8.5 minutes from now, we'll come back on. So you could start calling in if you want then, and hopefully we can get into a chat. Now, music.
Pace from the very beginning. I mean, I remember it all being very, astonishing thing's been taken over by something far better than me. Astonishing thing's been taken over by something far better than me. Astonishing thing's been taken over by something far better than me. Astonishing thing's been taken over by something far better than me. Astonishing thing's been taken over by something far better than me. Astonishing thing's been taken over.
That was Astonishing Sense, a second movement from the Audio Birth Project from a CD called The Astonishing Sense by Susan Freakberg. And I got one caller who just wanted to say how cool they thought the show was, and how cool it was a word that I can't say, but he did. Anyway, but I'm also looking for people to make suggestions for things they'd like to hear in upcoming shows, and it looks like we just might have a caller. So let's hold on here just a second, and we'll... bring it up and see what happens. Hello, you're on the air?
Yeah.
Yes. Do you have a suggestion for something you'd like to hear?
Yeah. This month in The New Yorker,
mm-hmm.
There's an article about something called Trimpin. And he does sound sculptures. And at Experience Music, there's a big guitar tower he did.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just building a thing in Germany, in Wolfsburg, called the Ring, and it's like a big metal balls that roll down. It's kind of like Tingley, the sculptor.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So he does sculptural...
Okay, how does it spell his name?
T-R-I-M-P-I-N.
Trimpin, okay.
Trimpin.
I'll see if I can find something.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Yeah, well, he in this article, it's a really good article in this, the May 8th New Yorker.
Okay.
They mention Gordon Monahan, who also does stuff with like sound sculptures, and Jacques Remu mm-hmm. in Paris.
Okay.
And I haven't really heard any of these guys. I think I might have heard at the Glass Museum, they have like a fire organ where the fire is in a glass tube and it makes a sound.
Hmm.
So Trimpin did some of that, and he won a MacArthur grant.
Well, then there ought to be some material around.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, there should be some of his stuff.
But if I can't find any of these, you're interested in sound sculpture, yes?
Yeah. And you've been over to House George and Susie.
Oh, yeah. Hiya. I thought I recognized your voice.
Yeah. So I think I've heard your show from the beginning, and I enjoy all kinds of music.
All right. I know
so
you
thank
do.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay, 503-231-8187. That's 503-231-8187. If you've got any suggestions for any composers, any artists, and it isn't limited to just what I have played in the past. Sometimes people make suggestions and push me into doing things that I might not ordinarily do. I know recently I got pushed into doing a show of Conlon on Carl, which I'd always been really intimidated about taking on, and also recently a Lou Harrison show. So quite often listeners push me off in directions I might not ordinarily go on my own. 503-231-8187. And again, I'm hoping some women will call up. And since the lines aren't jumping yet, we'll go for another piece. This is the third and final movement of the Audio Birth Project, and it runs about 6 minutes long, so if you want to call in about 6 minutes, we'll be taking more calls.
I didn't think very much about it, except in a sort of rosy way. You know, having children was seemed to be the whole point of being married. It followed just naturally. I got pregnant quite by surprise. Never intended to get pregnant because we were still at university. And I knew absolutely nothing about it. Labour was about the afternoon, and I wasn't quite certain then, of course, what happened with pains. But we went into hospital about 10, and Doug said, "Shall I stay?" And the nurse said, "No point. You go back to sleep. She won't be having a baby until tomorrow sometime," which rather shattered us all. When I think of pain, no, as pain it wasn't such, it was bloody uncomfortable. Very, very hard work. Very hard work. But the minute was over, that absolutely heavily euphoric sensation was just so wonderful. This baby in the bed next to me with the eyes wide open, rolling around all over the place. She was full of what they called butter. She was greasy and very sort of white, but she was absolutely gorgeous.
And that was the third and final movement of the Audio Birth Project, a piece called I Don't Think Much About It. And you're tuned to A Different Nature, a show of new music tonight celebrating our 26th anniversary by asking listeners, that means you out there, to phone in and not pledge your support. No, 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 not tonight. Tonight we're asking you to phone in with suggestions for things you'd like to hear in upcoming shows in the following year. And this is where I make up my list and refer to it as the year goes by. And I'm still working from some of them. I actually keep them over the years. And sometimes if I'm not able to fulfill a request this year, I'll do it next year. But it kind of gives me a hint of what you'd like to listen to on the show. So that's why I'm talking now. Ordinarily, I just let the material flow. But I'm fishing tonight for suggestions. We had a caller call in on that last one and suggest that I'd like to hear some material by David Tudor, who worked quite a lot with John Cage. And, in fact, I was thinking about maybe this year playing the piece Indeterminacy with John Cage and David Tudor, which I haven't played in a few years. So maybe that, although that's actually technically that's a piece by Cage, so I'd have to look for some David Tudor. I did recently play David Tudor's Rainforest, and I think that was within the last 2 years. So the number here is 503-231-8187. That's 503-231-8187, and you can call up and make a suggestion for a show or ask me a question or discuss the music. Maybe you've got some questions about what exactly it is that I'm doing here with this show or something like that. So this is the show that's very much yours, listener access for you to call up and point out directions for upcoming shows or ask questions or whatever. 503-231-8187. That's 503-231-8187. My name is Richard, and I'll be answering the phones and talking to you live on the air. Or if you're shy, you can call up while the material is playing. And again, 503-231-8187. And, you know, some people really get into the spirit of the thing and challenge me. And if you want to challenge me to, you know, come up with something difficult for me to do. So I remember when the first one was like that was somebody requesting a show of music on bass clarinet and just do a whole show of nothing but bass clarinet. So, you know, and that means I've got to come up with 2 hours of listenable bass clarinet, that sort of thing. So 503-231-8187. Again, 503-231-8187. Otherwise, we'll go back, since it was all that talk about birth, we'll go back to Astonishing Sense, unless we've got... I thought I had a flash of light, but I guess not. Okay. So we'll go back to Astonishing Sense, and they were talking about birth. We'll hear a piece now called Birth, Rebirth, Bearing Me, and it's all taken from the human voice, but I need to get out the notes here. What she is saying here is just the line, three words, born in Hastings, birth, rebirth, bearing me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, and you're tuned to KVOO Portland, and that was Birth Rebirth, Burying Me. And again, that was from Astonishing Sense of Being Taken Over by Something Far Greater Than Me by Susan Freichbert about birth and motherhood. And people have been calling in very shyly, not wanting to necessarily go on the air. And so we had a request for a show of theremin, which I did do this past year. So that would mean having to come up with some new material, because I think I played almost everything I had that was listenable. And I don't like to just repeat things, which means I'm going to have to sort of scratch my head and see if I can come up with a new way of doing the show. So, also a show of nothing but flute music, and also a show of an artist named Tori Anos, who plays piano. And now perhaps I can answer that question. Let's see, I've just found where my theremin show. The caller also was wondering if I could just make some suggestions about what would be some good theremin, and all I've got to do is go back in my notes here. I told him I would answer that on the air, and now I'm looking here very quickly for the notes on the theremin show, so I could recommend. There's a really beautiful CD called Music from the Ether by an artist named Lydia Kavina, K-A-V-I-N-A, Music from the Ether, and that's original works for theremin, and that's on the Mode label, M-O-D-E, which carries a lot of John Cage material as well. There's also an interesting CD of older, much more classically oriented material called The Art of the Theremin, and that is by Clara Rockmore, R-O-C-K-M-O-R-E, who was the star of the theremin for a long time, and that's on the Delos label, D-E-L-O-S. And let's see if I've got any other here. Seems like I had... there's a CD called Touchless 2. Touchless 2. And that's a live performance. And it's Elizabeth Shimana, S-C-H-I-M-A-N-A, Elizabeth Shimana, and the International Theremin Orchestra. And those are some theremin CDs that I would recommend if you're interested in theremin. And that's to answer a listener's question out there about what would be some good theremin for him to pick up. So the number is 503-231-8187. That's 503-231-8187. You're tuned to KBOO in Portland, and this is listener-supported, non-commercial, non-corporate radio, and this is the 26th anniversary show where I thank my listeners by asking you to call up and make suggestions for things that you would like to hear in upcoming shows. Any artists, any composers, any particular genre of music, again, material that would fit within the context of the show tonight. The number is 503-231-8187. 8187. That's 503-231-8187. And if you don't want to go on the air, you can call in while the material is playing. And, boy, people get more and more reluctant each year to go on the air and just talk. You don't have to be afraid. Actually, I'll let you know that when I do phone in, whenever I'm as a listener, if I phone in to some talk show, I always just get nervous as heck and really have trouble breathing. And isn't that ridiculous? After having a quarter of a century on the radio, and then I have trouble phoning in. So don't feel bad, and I'm not going to insult you or anything. So, again, if you want to call in and chat or make recommendations for upcoming shows, 503-231-8187. And to continue on this show about motherhood and birthing, I dug out an old piece of vinyl. This is a compilation recording called Sleepers. It came out on the Finidar Recordings label, which is a subsidiary of Atlantic, which is a subsidiary of Warner. Anyway, I'm going to have to hunt for this and see if it's been re-released on CD. I haven't heard it anywhere, but it's a collection of lullabies or lullaby-like material or material that's prompted by the idea of a lullaby, and some of these can get pretty out there. And we're going to listen to a piece now that runs about 6 minutes long, and it's by Doris Hayes, who was the editor for this as well. And this is a piece called Hush.
Ah!
That was Doris Hayes and Hush from the album Sleepers. When did that come out? 1985. And on the Finidar label. And you're tuned to KVOO Portland, and you're listening to A Different Nature, a show of new music and sonic art. And we've been here, I've been here doing this show, going back to 1980, May of 1980, when this show first went on the air. And although I had been doing some city council back then, we did city council in the afternoons and then put in jazz. And so even though I wasn't very well versed in jazz back in those days, and I'm still not that much these days, that's what I would do, was broadcast the city council. And when they would adjourn, I would play some rather outside jazz. And then they folded me into the jazz slot. And I was on Tuesday afternoons from 2 until 5 o'clock, rotating with the jazz show that was run by a guy named January Williams, and if I remember right. And January started noticing that my listeners were getting kind of frustrated with what he was playing, so he was trying to mix in Karlheinz Stockhausen with the jazz, and that just didn't quite work so well. And being one of those wonderful, hip, and magnanimous people, he gave me his 3 hours and just said it should be on every week because there's nothing else like it. And I, at that point, was working full-time and overtime. And so we had a show also called The Electric Circus, where I would invite listeners to come in and put a show together, and I would engineer the show for them. And this is kind of a hybrid of that, where I just ask you to make suggestions for things you'd like to hear in upcoming shows, artists or material or composers or singers or musicians or instruments or genres. And this is your chance to do it by calling here at 503 231-8187, or you can ask any questions or make any comments. And some people are just calling up and saying how much they like the show, and that's nice to hear. But I like to have some suggestions, and that gives me, you know, if I run out of ideas, I can always turn to my list and see what I need to play. And as I said earlier in the show, about a third to a half of the shows that I do are listener requests, and sometimes people even score a big one, my friend Tabor, and he didn't get all this just because he's a friend of mine, but because the suggestion seemed a good idea. He said, how about giving us the history of musique concrète? And so he got a four-part show there. Anyway, the number is 503-231-8187, and this is your show as much as it is mine. And believe me, after doing this for 26 years, I don't have anything I feel compelled that I have to do. So this is, you know, why not suggest some stuff on your end and see what you'd like to hear. 503-231-8187. Otherwise, we'll jump back into some more material. And this next piece coming up runs about 7.5 minutes. And it is also from the Sleepers album. And you're going to have to, it's going to take just a second while I cue it up. This is a piece by Allison Knowles, K-N-O-W-L-E-S, and it's called, Mantra for Jesse, Some Help in Sleeping, from the album Sleepers.
Red, green, 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 green. Green, green, white, white. White, green, red, red, red. White, green, brown, brown, brown. White, white, brown, brown, brown. White, white, brown, brown, brown. Red, white, red, red, red. Green, green, red, white, white. Brown, white, green, white, green. White, red, 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 red. Red, 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 red. Red, green, 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 green. Green, green, white, white. White, green, red, red, red. White, green. White, white. White, white. Red, white, red, red, red. Green, green, red, white, white. White, green, white, green. White, red, 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 red. Red, 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 red. Red, green, 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 green. Green, green, white, white. White, green, red, red, red. White, green. White, white. White, white. Red, white, red, red, red. Green, green, red, white, white. White, green, white, green. White, red, 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 red. Red, 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 red. Red, White. White. Red, red, red. White. White, white. White, white. Red, white, red, red, red. Red, white, white. 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 White, red, 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 red. Red, 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 red. Red. Red, red, red. Red, 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 red. Red. Red, 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 red.
Yeah, I really like that piece. I don't know if you did or not. It was a piece called Mantra for Jesse from an album called Sleepers. It was a piece by Allison Knowles, and it was based on a relationship with her and her daughter. She says, my 10-year-old daughter was knitting with a wool that had colors following one another on a single strand. She repeated them to herself as she knitted. She said that it made her feel better to hear them spoken. She made the mantra, and then she added the sounds of objects from them and added those to the mantra. And I'm taking phone calls of requests for what people want to hear in upcoming shows or questions people want to have answered. And I got a caller from Newport who's been listening to this show since 1984, a former Portland resident now in Newport. I'm curious, is there anybody out there that goes all the way back to 1980 when I started? That would be kind of interesting to find out. I know there's been some listeners along the way that used to be really regular that have dropped off. There was a woman that used to call in regularly who had a parrot that was a big fan of the show. I remember that. And there was a fellow living in a retirement home who loved noise and loved to hear it, but could never turn it up because the other people in the retirement center didn't care for what he was enjoying. And I haven't heard from either of them. I suppose they're long gone, moved away or something. But anyway, listeners have come and gone. Is there anybody out there that goes back before 1984, all the way back to even 1980? I'd be interested to know. Anyway, that listener in Newport from 1984 suggested Meredith Monk, which I haven't played any Meredith in a while. And specifically was what came to mind for him was Turtle Songs, what he was listening to with the hush and the mantra, or the hush reminded him, I guess, of some of the material in Turtle Songs. So, and we also had a request for some material by turntablist Christian Markley. And I also want to let you know, coming up November 2nd, which would be the second day of Dia de los Muertos for me, we will be doing a special here based on the Tibetan Book of the Dead and the Egyptian Book of the Dead. And it'll be Musique Concrète by Pierre-Henri and also Electronic Music, the Trilogy de l'Amour by Elian Radic. And so that'll be a... trying to think how many. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I think that'll be like a 5-hour show on November 2nd. And also, I just ended up having my financial situation change. For those of you who haven't been with me all these years, I'm living on very limited income disability, and I just had a shift in my income that suddenly freed up about $40 to $50 a month, which immediately goes to my habit, which is music. And so I just ordered about $100 worth of material by Otomo Yoshihide, who I also enjoy immensely. Anyway, this is your chance to come up with ideas for the things, material that ought to be on this show by calling here at 503-231-8187. That's 503-231-8187. I prefer it if I can get people to come up on the air so that you can hear each other. And... but a lot of people are reluctant to do that. So you can also call in when material is playing. But I'll be answering the phones. And I disconnected somebody, and I don't know if that was the person that managed to get back and suggest Christian Markley or not. But if it wasn't, why try again, and this time I'll try and push the right button. 503-231-8187. That's 503-231-8187. Artists, composers, genres, instruments, whatever that you think would fit on this show that would be interesting, things you'd like to hear, maybe something you heard in the last year or two that you really want to hear some more of. And I often have people call up and talk about how much they enjoy some particular artist, and this is your chance to maybe get some more. And we're going to try right now, just a minute, and we'll push the button here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi. I guess I don't mind talking on air. So, yeah, I was one I'd called before suggesting about the answer, but I did want to say thank you for playing Alison Knowles, and I thought that a whole show on Fluxus and Fluxus-related events would be nice.
Did you happen to catch the John Cale show that we did just a few months back?
No, I didn't. Actually, my wife, baby, and I just moved here after the hurricane from New Orleans.
Ah, okay.
So I'm just really starting to get into the show after the gentleman from Timbuktu's turned me on to it.
Aha, yes.
And
yeah, we did a show of John Cale was experimenting in with Fluxus way back when, but he wasn't releasing it. On albums. It was all secret recordings, and I did a whole show of his Fluxus material, but I could definitely do some more. It's a lot of fun. So
that would be awesome.
Anything else you
want
to suggest? The
other thing I wanted to say was the theremin music. There's a weekly podcast. I don't know where you'd be able to find it, but it's a show called Spellbound, And they do like an hour or two of just theremin music each week.
Wow.
I believe it's on Sundays. And it's like the whole gamut from avant-garde experimental to pop tunes mm-hmm. to regular classical. So
yeah.
It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I know that there's a lot of theremin on that was done for science fiction films that I didn't get a hold of for the show that I did on theremin. So
sure.
There is some more of that available, I know. So, and you understood all that stuff I rattled off earlier on the names of the artists and CDs
oh, yeah.
for theremin? Okay, good. Good. So, all right. Well, I'll check that out. And maybe
yeah,
they can...
And once again, it's just wonderful to be able to hear some of this music on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And thinking that someone else actually likes it, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, quite a long time I sort of felt like an old guy with a cigar, you know. So
right.
It is nice to find other people that enjoy this as well. So you had to move here from New Orleans. You lose your house?
Just the first floor of it. But we had like a foot of water in it.
Mm-hmm.
My father's still living there, but we just didn't want to raise the baby in that who knows what kind of environment
yeah.
with everything in the air and stuff.
Mm-hmm. So how do you like Portland?
It's wonderful. My
People
brother
are being good
lived
to
here,
you
for 15 years,
uh-huh.
so he's the one that suggested we move here.
Okay. Well, thanks for your call.
Sure. Thank you, Rich.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. So, again, 503-231-8187. That's 503-231-8187. My name is Richard, and I'm answering the phone and taking suggestions for things that you want to hear in the next year on this show. Any artists or composers or types of music... Now's your chance. Of course, you can do it anytime, but I like to set aside this because this is the 26th anniversary show. Started, I believe it was May 10th of 1980 when the first show of Different Nature came on. And back then it was a three-hour show, so we could really stretch out. Let's see, what have I got coming up next? We got another caller here, so let's go for that and see what happens here. So, hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
How you doing?
Okay. So you got a suggestion for what you'd like to hear?
Yes. Yeah, love your show.
Thank you.
And would like to hear some more Randy Grief.
Randy who?
But it's Randy Grief.
Grease?
Yeah, it's like he has like a Alice in Wonderland.
Alice in Wonderland. How do you spell that last name?
G-R-E-I-S.
G-R-E-I-S. Okay. Anything else?
No, that'd be great.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You have a great night.
You too. And we got another caller. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi. I'd be interested in hearing some backward music that actually says stuff as opposed to just being funny sounding.
Can you elaborate a little bit more?
Well, I know the Beatles had a few things that were you play them backwards, like number 9 sounds like me on dead man, turn me on dead man.
Yeah.
But I think there's a number of things. I don't know what they all are. I thought maybe you might know.
That are kind of like reverse engineered, sort of, yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess you could call it that.
I don't know. I've got one... The only thing that comes to mind right now is an album that I've got where they did a lot of that, where they played things back. But it's mostly collage. It's kind of an early noise piece.
I see.
That runs about an hour long. But, you know, this is how I get ideas for shows. So, at some point I'm going to start looking for backwards music. And if
yeah.
I got 2 hours, why, I'll give you a show. Anything
well,
else?
I'll see if I can come up with a list.
Okay. Anything
thanks.
Else?
No, that's all I could think of.
Okay. Well, thanks for your call.
Sure.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. 503-231-8187. That's 503-231-8187. My name is Richard, and I'm answering the phones. And let's see. I thought I cut that loose. Let's see. Nope. Yep, I did cut that loose. All righty. So let's go into some more material. This is from one of those classic American Tech sound pieces, 10 plus 212, that came out on the Arch, I think it was Arch Records label, 1750 Arch Records. And It has now been re-released on a label called Other Minds, and it has a lot of mostly excerpts from larger town text sound pieces. And we're going to hear just one from this tonight, because I'm keeping it pretty much with women's voices, trying to get more women to call up. So far, I've only had one woman call, 503-231-8187. Anyway, this next stretch we will have goes for about 18 minutes, almost 19 minutes. We'll hear a piece by Ruth Anderson called Torero Piece. And then we will hear another piece called Mother 2, but I've got another caller here. So let's see if we can do that. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi. Oh, gosh, there's a delay. It's so weird.
Yes, okay. You need to turn your radio down.
Oh, yes, I did.
Okay.
It's Julie. Hi.
Hi.
I enjoy your show. I'm a relatively new listener, but I really enjoy your show.
Thank you.
So I like a lot of the sounds that sound like things you hear out in the world made into, like, collages.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if you have, like, different dial tone sounds. Like, if there are different dial tones or is there just one dial tone? I don't even know.
I've been wondering. I've actually been, over the years, collecting material that uses various sounds of telephones. And I don't know if I've got enough to do a full two-hour show, but I've maybe got enough to do about an hour. I don't know. I'll have to look and see. In fact, there's a real nice one on the CD that I was just talking about, the American Tech Sound Pieces, called Border Dissolve and Audio Space, with the old sounds that used to happen like 30 years ago on the telephone lines. So anything else?
Nope, that's it.
Okay,
awesome.
So
I love your show. It's awesome you've been doing it, like, since I was born.
Yeah, that gets kind of scary for me sometimes, you know, to realize how long it's been. So.
Well, it's great. You haven't run out of material yet.
Nope. Well, there's so much out there. So.
Cool.
All right. Well, thanks for your call.
Sure.
All right. So now we're going to get into the back to the material. And, again, Torero Piece. And I don't have my glasses on. Oh, and it's by Beth Anderson. And then we'll go back to the Susan Freichberg Astonishing Sense and hear a piece called Mother 2.
I would like to try to give you an idea of the relationship between my daughter and me. From the day she gave her first cry into this world, she has had me jumping. I mean literally jumping to the tune of her desires, her whims, her romances, her ambitions, her longing for such things as a baby grand piano, her insane wish to live in her own apartment, when she had a perfectly comfortable home, her indomitable will to come west to study when it could have been done so much cheaper at home. But that isn't the issue. Somehow, with her driving determination and my never-ending desire to please her and help her find her own happiness and place in her world, together we have gotten this far. We have had numerous good times and a few bad times together, but always we were together when the chips were down. And that is what really matters. That is the way I want it to always be, that we are together. My daughter is loving as a puppy one moment, fractious as an angry cat the next. Riding on cloud nine when her talents and efforts are being appreciated and noticed. Depressed and low in spirit and almost to the clawing stage at the establishment when she's being severely criticized. And in coping with these up and down emotional changes in her disposition, I, as her mother, am just the opposite. I am slow to anger, slow to get excited. I move slowly in making decisions, but to keep my balanced relationship with my daughter, I must shift my emotions, my directions, my decisions much more rapidly, or I would lose her completely. My daughter knows how much I care, how strong I would be for her, whether she is right or wrong. There are many material things I would love to give her, but due to circumstances, I can't. And on the other side of the picture, there are many things I have given her that she didn't want. Many times I've tried to do something for her, and she won't let me. She seems to have a protective feeling for me. She often keeps me from being foolish and extravagant by flatly saying, "No, Mother, I don't want you to do that for me." I will always give my daughter my love, my time. I will honor her privacy and give her a sincere understanding. If I do these things, she in turn will keep the lines of communication open, and I will be spared the anxiety and heartache that we see so often these days between mothers and daughters. She will know that I will treat her as an honorable, trustworthy individual, because a daughter will naturally tend to become what you expect her to be.
What a dream. My mother was. Ah, how. My mother was a.
My.
Cloud.
My mother was a. Rain.
She was a rock. She was a mountain. She was the sky. She was a rock. She was the sky.
Thanks.
Yeah, well, that was two pieces in that last set. We started off with Beth Anderson and Torero piece, with her making baby noises and her mother talking about her daughter. It was about 4 minutes long, and then we jumped into a piece called Mother 2, and that was from the Susan Freichberg CD, Astonishing Sense of Being Taken Over by Something Far Greater Than Me. And we're doing phone-ins for requests for upcoming shows, 503-231-8187. A lot of people are calling in just to say how much they enjoy the show, but I'd like some ideas for upcoming shows. So anything, artists, composers, anything that you've heard a little bit of that you want to hear more of, we've got about 20 minutes to go. 503-231-8187. That's 503-231-8187. And it looks like we've got a phone call, so let me bring them up, and we'll see what happens. Hello, you're on the air? Hello? I guess somebody just wanted to play a little organ music. 503-231-8187. My name is Richard, and I'll be answering the phone. Otherwise, I'm not gonna be pushing for too long on this, because it's nice to play some material as well. We're gonna jump into, I don't know that this has all that much to do with motherhood, but it does a little bit. It's a CD that called The Time Is Now, which came out a while back. It's by Melody Sumner Carnahan. Actually, it's based on a novel by Melody Sumner Carnahan, and this comes out on Frog Peak Music. And what she did was, when she printed this novel, which is rather free form, she gave an open invitation for any artist that wanted to use any of the material, any of the text, to just go right ahead and not worry about copyrights. And what happened was, a whole lot of artists jumped in and did that. And Frog Peak Music put out a CD of the various artists doing some of the material. And so we're going to jump into that right now with a piece called Ruby's Story.
I am trying to write and explain to you, understand, about I was married for two times, and now in common law with Frank.
I signed to you that later.
First husband, Bobby, was killed from wreck airplane in May 15, 1956. I had real strong love with him.
Put my finger to you, put my finger.
You see, we marry only 17 months, and he most a boy, and did so love to me. But then I meet Roy. Second husband Roy I married for 22 years, but I was shocked and hard to believe in him.
Put my finger to you, put my finger.
I went to work night shift, Roy Foreman days, and on nights went to see his friends and went to the bar and danced. He got drunk and pot. His girlfriend come to see me at my job, and she asked me about Roy. And I asked what for about him, and she showed me that she is pregnant. And I what? And I was real surprised, because he is real good with me for 22 years.
And I point my finger, and I signed to you that later.
He is father and love and work hard and never suffered to me. And have big house and two garage and lots of everythings. We go boat and picnic and happy, seem.
Mm-hmm.
And he did not drink too much or mad with me, but so good for 22 years.
Uh-huh.
So I was real upset with her, and I faint, and Frank helped me to the hospital.
Uh-huh.
Frank went to see and tell Roy about I was in the hospital.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Huh.
And Roy come right away to see me, and he asked me what. And yes, he did love. And yes, he did sex.
And yes, he did love. And yes, he did sex. And he did sex.
And with his girlfriend. Then he hold me, kiss me, crying over and over. But I said, no, leave me. And he hold me and he kissed me, crying over and over. And my daddy upset.
How's marriage?
Want me divorced to Roy.
I trusted you once.
My daddy could not Roy this forgive.
She's trying.
Says Frank good and true, does me love, not just of sex, but wants to be marry me. And I don't know.
Some men, they like Mary with Deb because she can't hear her talk.
Some men, they like Mary with Deb because she can't hear her talk. Some men, they like Deb because she can't hear her talk.
Frank loved me. No. But he won't stop to sign to me. Then I say, no, you mean. You signed to me or not.
Tear my note, okay? Don't want Frank to find out, okay? Find out about I tell you, okay?
I know he loves me. He say he want me to forget Roy's past in Florida. Wants me my new life in California.
When I had a baby, I lost my sex drive. My husband came home from the war and found me sleeping with a woman. He took her away. They ran off together. My baby died. I got my sex drive back and had another baby. I married a man who brought with him 2 children of his own. He loved them dearly. He stayed home to care for them. I went out each day to make money, but found I hated my job. I quit. The man who gave me the job threatened to kill me if I left. He didn't kill me. I got another job. I fell in love. The person I loved did not love me. He told me to get lost. I threatened to kill him if he went out with other women. He did. I shot him. He recovered and came back to me begging my forgiveness. I couldn't love him anymore. I quit my job. We moved into a larger house and the children entered school. I spent the days cleaning the house and redecorating. In the evenings we had small dinner parties. My husband decided to get a job. Another war broke out. We had to open our house to strangers who stole our things. My husband fell in love with one of them and left me with the children. When he returned a few months later, he had lost the ability to speak. An automobile accident. He listened to the radio. He played with the children. I began working in a hospital where I ran into my first husband, who was having a brain tumor. They didn't expect him to live. His memory was hurt. He committed murder. He recovered from sleep, but died of a stroke. He had become coherent. I confronted him with 2 days, which afflicted me on my right side. It was the entire covered with part of the blood like being left in the skin. I was frequently the center of my being. The doctor
乗ってた。いらだちのような、あるいは情緒不安定。
In summer, I moved the chair out to the porch. My children call, but they don't visit anymore. They are always reprimanding me for the way I have chosen to live. They complain that I should go out more and that I'm neglecting my personal hygiene. I'm happy, though, doing exactly what I want. Fortunately, I don't remember much of what I have suffered. I know I experience those things, but I can conjure them up with any veracity. But the pleasure I can recall vividly, the pleasant sensations. I'm going through it all systematically, keeping records of what I relive. I can recall the dresses women wore to my parties, the sounds men made when we were making love. I can recall the patterns of the rugs on the floors of the different fine homes we visited over the years. I'm certain my memory of these things is better than anything I could experience today.
And you've been experiencing a different nature, a show of new music and sonic art. And tonight we've been doing two things. We've been listening to sound text compositions that have to do with motherhood and birthing and that sort of thing for Mother's Day coming up. And we've also been gearing up for the next year on this 26th anniversary show of a different nature and asking listeners to call in with suggestions. And we've got maybe about seven minutes to call 503-231-8187. And I'm not going to leave the phone lines open anymore. We're just going to go out with the last cut that runs about 6 minutes. The number again, though, if you want to call in and make any more last-minute suggestions, 503-231-8187. This is a show that happens every Thursday night from 9 until 11. And we've been at it for 26 years, launching into our 27th. For those of you who called in, I'd like to thank you for your calls and suggestions. And for those of you who didn't, you don't have to call in tonight. You can call in any time and make suggestions, and lots of people do. In that last set we listened, it was from a CD called The Time Is Now by Melody Sumner Carnahan on Frog Peak Music. And we heard two pieces, Ruby Story by Suzanne Stone and What Happened by Letitia Sonami. And we're going to go out with a piece by Philip Kent Bimstein from his CD called Garland Hershey's Cows. And I'm going to play two movements from a CD called Dark Winds Rising with a woman talking about her children and her life and the big incinerator that's going to be put in next to the reservation that they're fighting. And with that, I will say good night.
Closer and closer. I'm Vivian. I'm Jake. I'm from the Kaibab Paiute Reservation. I'm a member of the tribe. My first memories are probably kicking the sand around. Walking barefooted in the summertime. Walking barefooted, never needing shoes all summer long. This is a natural world. There's a lot of unnatural things that are coming about.
The black cloud was getting closer and closer, closer and closer, closer and closer, closer and closer.
What now? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? What am I going to do?
Even the thought of an incinerator, a deep, deep hurt inside, a feeling of doom. A feeling of doom. like as if we were dying already. We were dead already. A deep, deep hurt inside. Deep, 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 deep hurt inside. Even the thought of an incident. Even the thought. You better think again. We decide our own future. You cannot possibly make those decisions for us. I will stop you every which way I can. The Kaibab Paiute Reservation. Closer and closer, closer and closer, closer and closer. Special place. Closer and closer, closer and closer, closer and closer. Go there and look at the rocks and listen to what you're being told. If you learn to respect the animals, you can receive the messages from them. Outer self needs to experience the inner self. That's where you have your heart feelings. There's a lot of hope for you. Your strength is from within. Walking barefooted in the summertime. Walking barefooted, never needing shoes all summer long. I told them there is not going to be no incinerator. I said there is not going to be no incinerator. My name's Lucille Jake. I'm from Kaibab, Arizona. I was born on the Kaibab Paiute Reservation, March the 21st, 1920. I have 4 children left now, and I have 10 grandchildren. They're scattered all over. I knew it wasn't going to happen. Something told me it wasn't going to be. I told them. I told them. There is not going to be no incinerator. I said, there is not going to be no incinerator. I sang about the willows and the water. When the water's running, it has a white foam. Oh, I've heard the old people sing it. It's handed down from people to people. I think I'm the last one that remembers that song. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We hope for the best among all people.